Its lead author, Solomon Dobrowski, an associate professor of forest landscape ecology, says as climate change makes their current homes inhospitable, both wildlife and plant life will face four options.
Basically, as the earth warms, if you're a plant or an animal living in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, you're going to have to either adapt to those changes, you'll have to tolerate those changes, you'll have to move, or you'll go locally extinct.
Because mountain areas contain multiple microclimates, scientists had predicted organisms living there wouldn't have to travel far to find cooler habitats. But Dobrowski's research found even short migrations could expose plants and animals to potentially life-threatening variations in temperatures, moisture, and soil quality. He explains the complexity of mountain topography creates variable climates close together, which is one reason they support roughly one quarter of the planet's biodiversity and are home to nearly half of the world's biodiversity hotspots. Dobrowski says those variances also pose risks, however.
So if you think about moving from one mountaintop to another mountaintop, you often have to traverse a very warm valley in between. And for organisms, through time, that warm valley may preclude them from actually being able to migrate and keep pace with climate change.
He notes Rocky Mountain states are already seeing some impacts of climate-related migration. He cites the disappearance of whitebark pine, a prominent food source for grizzlies, as one reason bears have moved to lower elevations in search of food, increasing their contact with people. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Evan Hall.